With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very Michelle Damore and the Love Dealers, a little Christmas jazzy Silent Night for everybody off of Christmas in Blue. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back to the Humagoo.
Well, thank you. It's nice to talk to you again.
It is. How's the weather outside in Seattle? I heard you had the most rain you've ever had.
Yes, I know. And it, you know, it's something when they're talking about us having lots of rain. Cold, I will say. I was driving around earlier and the rain had a bit of texture to it. So, yeah, you know, we don't get a white Christmas here that often. So, that's why I actually wrote that one song, Weatherman, because a lot of times as a kid, I was really, really wanting, you know, and I kind of thought the weatherman was the guy who, made stuff happen, you know, so I thought, well, so I wrote that song from that perspective, but yeah, who knows what we're going to get. I know that the skiers are happy because I think it's been snowing up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. So you just go up to the big mountains. So you always have some snow up there. What, about 6,000 feet, I bet? 7,000, it kind of comes around. Or it's pretty neat being up in the mountains. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you.
So good part of being in Seattle, you can be down at the, you know, beach, and then you drive a couple hours and you're in the mountains.
Yeah. The Great Northwest. So very cool. And thanks again for coming back on the Humagoo. And I had to send out the thanks today in your t-shirt. I always remember the art. You sent me a t-shirt in the mail. It was great. The Wiggle Room one I got. And I wear that around a lot all the time. So I always, it was so neat and touch that you would do that for me. And then you have your other CD to Wiggle Room and Heart of Memphis, I believe that is.
Yep. Yep. We did not do a t-shirt for Heart of Memphis.
Yeah, well, it was a rock and jam also, though. But you guys had so many fun with your blues jams that you've had for the last 3 years. So I really appreciate you sending my way. And tonight, we're going to be featuring the Christmas in Blue, because that was a lot of it. We need to get the jams out for everybody, because you got the Elf on the Shelf tune, Funky Santa,
yep.
A Little Drummer Boy, Noisiest Toy. Of course, the Weatherman, as you were saying, the Weatherman can bring you some snow when you're young. It's magical. And then, of course, Christmas in Blue, the title track, too. And the new tune you got is Devil in the Dark. That was neat that you sent me right away tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's do some of the current stuff you got. Devil in the Dark, what's going on with that?
So in 2020, the band had plans to go and record in Louisiana. I had started writing some stuff in late 2019, and that was kind of had that kind of New Orleans, you know, sort of feel to it. And so we were going to go down there and put together an album. And, well, you know, other stuff happened in 2020. So not only did we not go down to record, but we weren't playing. I think our last gig was right around Valentine's Day of 2020, and then everything really shut down here in this state. So Devil in the Dark was intended to be one of the songs that we recorded, and what we decided to do was record it as a single and release it on a compilation CD. So Blind Raccoon is going to be having that on their compilation CD that comes out next January. But since then, we've written additional songs for our yet-to-be-named new album. So you're getting a taste of what we've got for that.
Oh, that's cool. I always love your sound. And you recorded your last one. Was it not in Nashville or in Memphis? Was it not? Is that where you recorded it?
Yeah, we recorded at Royal Studios in Memphis for Heart of Memphis, and wow.
I remember talking about
I was in the same
that.
Room as Al Green's mic. Let me tell you, that was really something.
Yeah, and that's just a super. Now, on my other show, I have the Humagoo.com or Live 365. I can play all that music over there tonight for you when we get done. I can play the Heart of Memphis in that, because this is the Blog Talk, which is nice, and I can chat with you, and guests can call in and talk with us or something like that. But tonight, I really just got the the Christmas stuff for us. But when I get done, I can play your whole catalog for everybody. So that's the kind of fun that I like to send out to everybody on the music side. And the Heart of Memphis is great, along with the Wiggle Room, along with my theme song that I had a couple of years ago, Falling Down, when I fell down. I know we laughed about that when I chatted with you.
You know, it tickles me. Actually, sometimes I say that one of our favorite radio hosts has that song as his theme song when we play it live.
Oh, really?
So
everybody
can
relate to that.
Yeah, so if your ears are ever burning, that's probably why.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'll tell you what. Let's get jamming. Let's play Devil in the Dark for everybody right now. Just coming up for the new stuff, and then we'll get back to some of the Christmas. Thank you again. Here we go. Peace.
Sunrise, devil in the dark. They clean up well in their Sunday best. Their coffers full, so they must be blessed. Got all the charm of a ravenous shark. Saint at sunrise, devil in the dark. Saint at sunrise, devil in the dark. Saint at sunrise, devil in the dark.
in the Dark, Michelle D'Amore and the Love Dealers. Hey, how long you guys been together, Love Dealers? Been jamming.
Oh, my gosh. So going on 11 years.
Oh, quite a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Great folks in the band. Back in the day, we used to have dinner before we had rehearsal. So everyone's really good friends, and we laugh a lot. We have a lot of fun. And I think that comes through in the music, whether it's recorded or on stage.
Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, or we always talk about the change of the world off air here, how did you guys connect, stay together? Oh my, it was just one day from the other, especially when it all started. The work stopped and the music stopped and didn't know.
We did get together to rehearse, not as often as we had previously, but we did get together. We were masked up because, you know, we've got a couple people in the band who would be high risk. So real important to keep everybody safe. And so we were working on this song, continuing to refine it, even though we weren't getting to play it live. And then in June of this year, we started back up playing live, and we have 4 shows this month. And so the tunes you're playing, so we're going to be playing those at some of our gigs. We're actually playing a Christmas party on Sunday night.
I love that, because it was so great when you told me 2 years ago you were coming up with some original Christmas jams. I mean, we love all the classics, and we have a little drummer boy and some of that, but, you know, your weatherman and all that, that's your version of a Christmas by the Jazzy and the Love Dealers. So, and Funky Santa. Let's jam that one right now. Any words before we start that one? The Funky
Santa? That was inspired by a guy I saw in Memphis. When would that have been? 2019. And he looked like Santa, you know, would look if he was hanging out in Memphis in his off time. So whoever that guy is, thank you, because that's what gave me the idea.
Here's his jam. Thank you. Michelle D'Amore and the Love Dealers, Funky Santa. Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho,
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Good stuff, the funky Santa. And I'm sure in karma he knows that's about him because he's been called the funky Santa before. Or what kind of Santa. So,
exactly.
It's a good Santa. If I was a Santa, I was funky, hey, I'll take that. I'll take that anytime. So, you know, mm-hmm. we were chatting again about other Christmas jams because I was mentioning on my other show, the Live 365, you're being played on there right now too. Silent Night is going on air. And Elf on mm-hmm. a Shelf coming on right next. But then we mentioned the song before I played was from Burl Ives. And
yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And all that stuff that we grew up with. And this is kind of the karma that I got a hold of with you with your CD today. Of all about this, the Christmas magic right now. That we are mm-hmm. memories of music we talked about in life.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up, you know, those claymation movies, you know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and, Frosty the Snowman. And,
yes.
and I still will watch those. Rudolph, especially I will watch, when it gets to be Christmas time. And so I grew up with that music, which was of course fabulously written. And then I listened to a lot of stuff like, my mom loved Elvis, so I listened to Elvis's Christmas album with Blue Christmas, and the song, trying to remember which one, is supposed to, there's a song that's supposed to sound, Bring My Baby Back to Me on our Christmas in Blue album. I wrote that intending it to sound like it was something Elvis would have sang, you know? And then in the title track, Christmas in Blue, in the second verse, there's the line, Elvis sang about Blue Christmas because he was sad. That's not the only Blue Christmas that could be had. So big part of my life. And then, of course, you know, like the Bing Crosby and stuff like that. But I'm remember the Chipmunks?
yes, the Chipmunks.
I grew up with a lot of silly stuff, like good stuff and silly stuff. And so I think what you hear and what we've got is good and silly in a lot of cases.
Well, yeah, it's good, fun memories. Good, you know, wholesome stuff that we grew up with and all that. And the neat thing is, yeah, I have the whole CD of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they have just instrumental. Like a 6-minute instrumental of all those themes that weave to that, you know, the Island of Misfit Toys and all that stuff. And it, when you hear it by the orchestra, it's really cool. I mean, even at 59, I'm jamming. I was proud on my show to listen to that, you know, putting that on Facebook or whatever. And along with Charlie Brown, I got that one too. Lunas and Linus. Linus and Lucy is the best. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh, what a great song that is. I'm going to crank that up. And again, mm-hmm. when we get done, you can crank on the Humagoo, which you have on at your house. Just go ahead and I'll chat to you too, because I can talk live on that at the same time. And I'll play the music with your stuff in between tonight when we get done.
Okay. Yeah, so. I'm actually, I am going to be, I think after we talk, having dinner with the fam for a little bit, and then I have to make a bunch of pound cakes because I'm contributing some little, smallish pound cakes for a bake sale tomorrow. So just so you know what kind of, you know, shenanigans I get up to in my spare time.
You're always busy, and that's great stuff. Okay, let's play Christmas in Blue right now. Let's play the title track
okay.
for everybody, and then we'll come on back. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle
Bye.
DeMore, my guest, as I hit the volume button, which I shouldn't have done. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Elf on the Shelf right now. That one
okay.
will be ready to roll. Thank you kindly. Hit the
Elf on a shelf, you do me wrong. You spy on me when
creepy little elf.
Thank you.
thank you very much. There it is, the title track, Christmas in Blue, with Elvis in there, too. I like how you leave that in there as you were mentioning.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk about, let's talk about a couple more tunes. Noisiest Toy. Let's do that one. Tell me a little
bit
about
I have a son, and I also have some nephews. And one of the things I've noticed about those guys, especially when they were little, is if a toy was so obnoxious that it was driving their parents crazy, the kid loved it. So the more bells and whistles and just, you know, noise that a toy could make, the better it was. So that's the point of view that is written from. And you said you were going to do Weatherman.
Yeah.
As a kid, I grew up in Seattle. It was fairly rare that we got snow for Christmas. And we were more likely to get a wet, dreary, cloudy Christmas, which is just, you know, not quite as magical. So as a kid, I always thought that the weatherman had some sort of magical powers because he would say, you know, hey, it's going to be sunny and it would be sunny. Or he'd say it's going to be windy and it would be windy. And I thought, gosh, that guy, like, he's pretty cool. So we have a local weatherman named Cliff Mast who's pretty he's great. And he has this awesome blog about the weather in our area. And he also used to be on the radio, too. And so I dedicated this song to him. But basically it's just saying, you know, can we please have some snow, and asking the weatherman to make it happen.
I love that. And you're right. When you were young, everything does seem magical. You know, at that time in life, everything, you thought the weatherman created the weather, and I'm sure a lot of people do. He created that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, especially now, trying to get some of that childish wonder and sense of the magical is a great thing to have to celebrate not just this time of year, but, you know, whatever time of year. We just need to bring some of that joy and happiness back.
Oh, it's so much needed in these times today. And, you know, speaking of like weather, my little brother here from Wisconsin's been living in Chile for like, well, 20 years or so. Yeah, through college and things, and worked for Nature Conservancy. He ended up in South America. Well, he's coming back with his little girl, Emma. And I think Pedro, his stepson Pedro, but I know for sure Emma has not seen snow in Santiago, Chile.
Oh,
it's getting real hot there. There's snow up in the Andes. You can drive up there. They see it on the top, but not open the door and, you know, walk in it. And so she's coming here, you know, December 24th in Chile, and we're praying for snow for Emma so they can see snow and experience it, you know, do a snow angel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
throw
the weather
a snowball
man,
at her dad.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Mark's expressing Emma's ain't that the magic is, you know, life is still, it is. And that's what I'm all about. I substitute teach, help the elementary kids out. So it'll be a great time to keep that going. As long as you can for her and all the children in our world today. And as I was mentioning to you, I help out with music sometimes, or, you know, sub-teaching there. And I played when I was younger, but nothing, of course. But what they're learning and doing in the organization and the self-discipline just to play that saxophone or the trombone, it's amazing, and it's really a gift that they're learning that and that it's provided and what the future could be for them.
Yeah.
Just by knowing an instrument or, you know, just being able to play a tune. It's really neat. So I'll tell you what, let's play Weatherman right now and Noisiest Toy, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Weatherman, tell me, will we have some snow? Weatherman, tell me, will we have some snow? I live in Seattle, where it's low.
must have been fun, Michelle. That must have been fun with all the different noises. Were you making all those different noises?
I will confess to playing some slide whistle on that. But a lot of that was sound effects. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that when you were talking about that song. There were a lot of noisy toys that we had. Yeah, the top one, you kind of pushed in it, it would spin. Remember that?
Like, yep.
That and kazoo. And there were a lot of annoying things. And a lot of things were so much different. My brother had this big whistler, whatever, cut his throat. But you wouldn't have those things today that we had when we were kids.
or like those little wind-up toys that made noise, or did you have one of those popcorn popper things, you know? It was like these colored balls in a sphere, and it had wheels and a stick,
yeah.
And you would like walk around with it, and it went pop, pop,
yeah, like
pop,
a little
pop,
lawnmower.
Pop, pop, yeah.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
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 And cap guns and all that stuff.
And cap guns. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh,
so,
that's funny.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Oh, and lawn darts.
Lawn darts.
That wasn't noisy. That was just incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, that we lived through all that time and never thought about it as it was happening. That's one thing I tell people about history, because at the time you didn't think anything of it, or was anybody being offended of having a lawn dart? I don't know, maybe somebody was, but I'm just trying to say we just kind of went through it. But I'm not saying it
was
good.
Yeah, and we played on the monkey bars, and there was cement underneath them.
Yeah. Yes, in the schools now, they got this nice cushiony thing, and I think, oh, my God. And actually, up here when I was in K-5, he died. I remember the day. He fell off. Yeah. He hit his
oh,
head.
Yeah, so, or somebody, little, you know, Jimmy so-and-so fell off. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I so appreciate you playing our Christmas music and all our music, and I hope that people had fun listening to it. And, we're heading into the holiday season and looking forward to seeing some folks and getting them to dance and have some fun.
And you got 4 gigs coming up, did you say? 4 shows?
Yep, 2 this weekend and then 2 the following weekend.
Well, God bless you. Bring that Christmas cheer to everybody with your Michelle Damore and the Love Dealers. Everybody will be together for that group, right? I mean, sometimes I know you play solo, or people do solo and stuff. Is that with the whole band?
This is going to be the whole band. A couple of the shows, actually 3 out of 4 of the shows will have a horn section. So, yeah, it'll be the bigger band.
That's amazing, and you have so many different things you can play with it. The horns are just like the cherry on top, so much of the different type of music, having the horn section, especially in the Christmas time.
Yeah, and those holiday tunes, although they're great without the horns, that just really adds something to have that.
It sure does. Well, thank you again, Michelle, for coming on the Who Magoo. I mentioned it's been a year or so since I've been so hurt and so many things happening, and heart attack this summer, and I actually got kidney stone removal tomorrow, but forget it. Putting up your interview today, and I'm looking at all the people that talked to me, so I just kind of got it together, turn the show back on, and let's say give thanks for you guys, again, for hanging out with me and spending the time with me. It helps me every day, and just creating this little music thing that I like to do here called Who Magoo. That's about it. Very simple, you know?
Yep. Well, have a great Christmas and New Year. And, you know, we'll be thinking about you anytime we play Falling Down.
Thank you. That's a great lead in because that's the next one coming up, Falling Down off of Wiggle Room. Another great CD for Michelle Damore and the Love Dealers. Thank you, Michelle. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
God bless. Merry
Thank you
Christmas.
So much.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah. All that good stuff. Bye-bye.
Yep. Happy everything. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless.
Well, I want to get it right. Try to get my word.
much I'm bruised, trying to stay positive, but I've tarnished my crown. Each time I get to walk in, feels like falling down. Each time I get to walk in, feels like falling, feels like falling down.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.